such harm. I think that is amply demonstrated by the, his behavior prior, you know, on the 21st, 22nd, and when he was detained, and how he was acting at the club with clearly understanding that what he was doing was controversial, dangerous, and yet he continued. But that, that understanding makes it that he understood what he was doing makes it indicates to the state that they, that he has something that has gone wrong, which goes to the next prong in the petition, which is that he has manifested a severe deterioration in routine functioning. Based on the testimony of Mr. Turner, it's clear that at the beginning of the year he stopped taking medication, which he was taking for both anxiety and depression, and that that began a downward slide in his functioning, which has resulted in him acting out in such a way that demonstrates that he is no longer has volitional control, which is what the facility is concerned about. And at this point in time, Your Honor, it is unclear whether Mr. Turner will continue in that behavior without further treatment. The state would submit that having further time to be observed and to be treated at here at the facility for the delusions, paranoia, and changes, deteriorations in his mood will serve both his interests and the interests of society to ensure that he does not deteriorate further and does not get worse. It's clear that he has a mental illness. He's admitted that, that he has a type of mental illness. The severity of that is in dispute here, but I believe the state has proven by preponderance of the evidence that he meets that criteria and has his routine functioning has decreased, and that at this point in time he's not a good faith candidate for a lesser form of treatment. We would ask that you authorize this facility to continue to detain him here for 14 days to be treated for the symptoms that he is demonstrating. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Rowe.
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Turner is requesting that he be allowed to be discharged back into the community. Mr. Turner has presented extremely well today. He shows, I believe, that he does contain volitional control. And by the facility's own testimony, there have been no issues with Mr. Turner's behavior since he has been here at the facility. Does Mr. Turner recognize that his personal views could be might be controversial to other members in the community? Yes, he does. Does he recognize and has and he has candidly admitted that he recognizes that some of his behavior, at least the behavior of giving the Heil Victory salute, could be interpreted as confrontational or controversial to other folks. This is, however, simply instances of Mr. Turner exercising his constitutional right to free speech. There is no testimony either in the petitions or from the facility today that he directly threatened the patrons of the club. In fact, I believe by his own testimony, he indicates that not only does he have volitional control to not return to the club, but he has the wherewithal to be aware that although he is not wanted as a patron there, that he still has the right to be in a public place and to express his personal feelings publicly. Mr. Turner indicates and has been very candid with this court. He indicated how he has undergone a personal change